do we will do the rest of this, these contemplations in the evening session. One of the other things that can be done that encourages being present, if you have done a deity practice, that you have become, the best word I can think of, intimate with. Like you look at the deity and an experience inside arises. Then, like Dajin Rinpoche did, if you start creating the habit of having the mantra going, and even if you're doing something else, it does continue of its own accord. So when there's a space, the mantra is already there. That's another way, but however, but however, it's helpful if there has been an intimacy with the practice. Are there any comments or questions from earlier? Okay. If you'd leave me your email, I'll send it to you. Forgot. The mechanical world. I know the last POA teaching I did with Ayin Rinpoche, Vincent, who is his translator when they go to Hong Kong or Singapore or something like that, was there. And there's usually such big crowds that it's a problem with people stepping over text. And he said, we never have that problem in Singapore or Malaysia or Hong Kong. And I said, why not? He said, because it's transmitted up here, so people chant from up here rather than from the text. I never thought of that. Any questions or confusions?
Sometimes when you do the contemplation of the four thoughts, it just gives you like really, it gives me a really, like strong emotion and stuff. Whatever reaction that we get is what reaction we get, right? We just want to stay with that. I wouldn't say they always make me feel particularly present. Sometimes I feel like I find them like difficult.
Well, it's it's difficult because you have your own story.
Right. Like thinking about, you know, like
dying.
Right. Well, thinking about death and impermanence, one of the things I always think about is like my wife and kids and the fact that one day I have to be separated from them and they have to be separated from me forever, you know? And that's, it's difficult. So I, at least, thinking about it is always like a painful experience.
Well, they wouldn't be your wife and kids in this life if in some way you hadn't been with them before.
Right. And I know there's that to some degree. But I mean, it's okay that it's painful, right? It's okay.
As long as you don't draw
it,
create something else.
Create something else. Okay.
No, of course it's all right.
Right.
Nope, you're just supposed to feel joy and bliss all the time. What's the matter with you? Well, why don't we do suffering? All right, now, folks, suffer.
We already are.
Yeah, but see, the problem is you don't know it. Three deep breaths. Consider the truth of suffering, birth, old age, sickness, death, getting what you do not want, not getting what you do want, and losing that which you cherish. How often we have felt that this or that will make us happy, will finally bring us peace. We might have worked very hard for these things. A good relationship, a nice house, a satisfying job. Yet sooner or later you will lose these things. They themselves can cause you to suffer. Consider the truth of suffering.